Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour number five of the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and joining us now is the NBA championship coach with the Mavs and 2011, during his 13 seasons with the team. He's now back with the Indiana Pacers. One of only 11 people to win an NBA championship, both as a player and as a coach. The great Rick Carlisle with you here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good evening, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Good to talk to you guys again. Good to talk to Lucius on the private line. And hope you guys are doing great.
Yes, sir, we are. And we're excited to have you. And everybody's excited about this moment, the biggest since you took them to the championship in 11. And it, kind of a surprise for a lot of us. What did you think about how they were able to win this series?
Well, you know, when I was here in January and we played these guys, I said at that time that these guys, that Dallas was a real threat in the West. And the reason is, you know, their defense, it travels. They have great playmaking, great versatility, both offensively and defensively. They've got five men that can switch, that can, you know, play big or small. And, you know, Kleber stretches the floor. And, you know, this eerily reminds me of the 2011 run, because it started off not really with – much expected. A lot of people thought we were going to lose the first round series. A lot of people predicted that Utah would beat Dallas with Luka being out for two or three games or whatever it was. And, you know, they took care of Utah, and the momentum has just continued to go. And, you know, when you beat the best team in the league as decisively as they did yesterday, you know, you are playing a high, high level of basketball.
Coach, it feels like, Luka really embraces the big moments, the pressurized moments, and I'm curious, how quickly did you discover that with him, where it's like, okay, this dude is, he does not shy away. If anything, he embraces these massive pressurized moments.
Yeah, he's just, that's who he is. You know, his whole life has been in the spotlight, and he learned early on that ultimate respect comes from winning, and really, that's all he's interested in. And, you know, you just marvel at the things that he's able to do consistently on the floor, night after night, day after day, you know, depending what time the games are on. But he controls the game. He controls the game offensively. Defensively, he's taken his game to another level this year. And it's going to be a fascinating series between Dallas and Golden State. You know, the styles are quite different. You know, Golden State wants to play fast. You know, Dallas plays at a slower tempo, but they're very, very concise with what they're doing, and extremely well coached. You know, Jason Kidd has done a phenomenal job with this team. And, you know, the fact that he was the quarterback of our 2011 team, you know, it's going to, you know, it's got to ring very similarly for him as well.
Coach, I miss you. I'm not going to lie about that. And but I know you're doing what you want to do, and I'm really, really happy for you. And I appreciate you always being really super great to me. You mentioned Jason Kidd, and you know, and what? How does that transition? Like, you know, he had opportunities at other places. Do coaches learn along the ways for their next job in order to have the success that they have?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I guess you look at his career. He took over a team that was, you know, a veteran team in Brooklyn. You know, they had Pierce and they had Garnett and they had a few other guys that were, you know, high level players, but toward the end of their careers, they had a slow start, and he learned very quickly, you know, how humbling the NBA can be. And he did a phenomenal job that year of bringing that team to the playoffs. And I think they won the first round. Then he goes to Milwaukee, and, you know, Milwaukee, he's the one that put Milwaukee ahead of schedule. And it was probably the reason that, that things came to an end there. You know, things just got accelerated, I think, in the first or second year. And as we all know, that, you know, those of us that have been around any professional sport for any period of time, you know, managing expectations is always going to be the most challenging thing. So, but this situation made perfect sense. You know, him coming back to the Mavericks family, so many similarities between Jason Kidd's game, you know, as one of the all-time great players on the floor, and Luka's game. And so you knew that there would they would be able to relate at a very high level there. And Jay Kidd is great. He's just he's a no-nonsense, pull-no-punches guy that's into one thing, and that's winning. And he was always the guy that would do anything to win, whether it was a game, whether it was a drill you're introducing, you know, whether it was some card game on the airplane. You know, that's all he's ever been about.
Coach, you told me a long time ago when you got Jalen Brunson, you said, hey, watch this kid. This kid's tough. This kid will do whatever he has to do. You have to be pretty proud about the way that he's developed as a player, don't you?
Yeah, no question. I mean, Brunson's been great. I guess this is his fourth year now. Each year he's gotten better. I mean, there's a group of guys there that really put in a lot of work and labored, you know, behind the scenes for a long time during, you know, a pretty arduous two and a half year rebuild. You talk about Brunson, you talk about Finney Smith, you talk about Kleba. You know, Powell's in that mix. Powell, you know, really reinvented his game, became a full-time center that's now one of the most versatile guys at that position in the game. And so, you know, it's heartwarming to see those guys that that we spend so much time with as sure. a staff, you know, continue to take it to this kind of high level. And I'll tell you, they've got a real shot here. And it's been really interesting to watch their two series and really all these series, but this Golden State Mavericks series is going to be you know, one of contrasting styles, and I think everybody will be watching it very, very closely.
It's Coach Rick Carlisle here with you on The Fan. What do you think about the discussion as far as Luka being the best player in the game right now? Does he deserve consideration? Is he that guy already to you? How do you handle that?
Well, you know, again, I'll go back to January when I was here, and you know, it was the pregame media availability, and you know, I addressed quite a few things relative to the Mavericks situation, and one of the things that I said about Luka at that time was that if he's not the best player in the world right now, and that was, you know, January 29th or 30th or 31st, if he's not the best player in the world right now, he's right on the cusp. And you got to be careful with these statements, you know, because you got to coach and play against some of these other guys, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's, you know, he's in that very, very top tier. And, you know, I don't have any question in my mind that there will be, you know, multiple MVPs in his future. There will be championships in his future. But he has a real great sense, a real great natural sense for the moment. And, you know, he knows how to mobilize his team. And yesterday, you know, or last night, I guess I should say, his attitude, you know, really elevated that team right from the beginning of the game.
It's former Mavs head coach, NBA champion Rick Carlisle with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, Rick, how do you imagine the Warriors come out of the gates in terms of trying to defend Luka strategically? If you're in Steve Kerr's shoes right now, what are you trying to do to make things difficult on Luka?
Great question. You know, I don't know Iguodala's status. You know, he hasn't started a whole lot of games in recent years for them, but I don't know. I don't even know if he's going to be available. Klay Thompson, high level defender, you know, Draymond Green could guard him. You know, Payton obviously is out. That would have given them another option. Look, you got to be ready to throw the kitchen sink at Luka Doncic, you know. Golden State will play some zone. You know, they'll do some trapping. but there really has been no defense devised in the NBA that Luka Doncic has not solved in one, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So, again, I mean, you know, you got him on the Dallas side, and you got, you know, Curry and Thompson on the other side, and you know, Poole has emerged as another major threat. So, you know, I really like the moves that Dallas has made this year. You know, some of the moves that haven't been widely discussed, I guess nationally probably discussed. You know, Bullock has been a great addition. He's brought real attitude to their defense. You know, last night Nil Aquino was in the game, and he was playing, and he's a high level defender. You know, Finney Smith is always going to be among the very best and the most underrated guys defending out there. But it's going to be Golden State's movement game versus Dallas's versatility and playmaking and just attacking, you know, and I don't leave out Dinwiddie either. I mean, look what this guy's done. You know, he had those great games when Luka was out in the Utah series. And then, you know, yesterday in game seven, the guy, you know, throws 30 points at him or whatever it was. And so you're looking at two teams with a lot of weapons, and this will be highly entertaining.
Coach, you know, when I was out watching you guys play a couple years ago, with especially seeing Curry play live, it appears to me he is in constant motion, and even without the ball. How do you account for a guy that's always moving, and is that something you even can account for?
Well, he's very unique in that way. You know, most great, great players are about economy of motion. He is in phenomenal condition, obviously. He runs all over the place. His movements on the floor create havoc for opponents. I mean, you go into games against Golden State knowing that you're going to give up, you know, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 slips to the basket as teams overreact to him coming off screens. And now they have Thompson back playing at a high level as well. And so, you know, how will Dallas match up? They've got a lot of different guys they can throw at Steph. They got a lot of different guys they can throw at Clay. You know, we'll see how they play all the angles and all those kinds of things. But you know, Dallas has taken a simple approach. You know, it's versatility on offense, versatility on defense, and a real tough mindset. And they've put themselves in a really strong position.
How are things going in Indiana, Coach?
Things are going well. Interestingly for me, started off with some teams that were pretty good right off the bat. This has morphed into a little bit of a rebuild. A lot of our issues with winning and losing games had to do with health this year. But, you know, we've got the lottery tomorrow night. We'll keep our fingers crossed there. We'll get our vets healthy. And, you know, we're able to develop a lot of young players this year, which is great for the organization. And so moving forward, you know, I think things are good. I've been very fortunate. You know, I've had a chance to work with great people in Dallas, you know, Kevin Pritchard, Chad Buchanan, and Herb Simon, the owner of the Pacers, are great people. Mark's still a great friend. You know, Dallas has brought in great people. Nico Harrison's done an amazing job there. Jason and his staff, you know, I know all these guys in some way, shape, or form, and they brought in a real high level of, you know, people and person, and they're just, you know, this is what it's all about right now. This is a really exciting time for Mavs basketball.
Don't take this the wrong way, Coach. You know, we have the utmost respect for you, but I was wondering if you had a perspective on how they were able to make a great defense out of similar players. Was that the impact of Bullock or maturity? How did they transform it into like a top five defense?
Yeah, I think that Jason was able to bring an attitude that was needed. I do think the peripheral moves have helped. And look, they didn't get off to a great start. Things were, shaky early. Luka was banged up, and it's a long season. And, Jason knew that. And I think if I know him, he stayed very consistent with his messaging. And, it's been great to see, and I'm really happy for him. He, what he did for us, what he did for me in my career, playing with us here in Dallas, was something I could never repay, and I'm happy for his success, and I wish them success going forward.
Well, I know a lot of Mavs fans feel like they could never repay you for what you did for the team, and perhaps the last great thing was recommending him as the next Mavs head coach. So thanks for that, and thanks for your time. Give him hell, Coach. We'll be pulling for you.
Gentlemen, be well. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. There he goes. The great Rick Carlisle here with you on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.